USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House climate envoy John Kerry is now saying it is feasible after he was asked about President Biden's plan to cut greenhouse gases in half by 2030.
Will we probably exceed it? I suspect yes. I think a lot of us will wind up exceeding the predictions we're making, because we're measuring predictions by the economies we have today and by the technologies we have today.
President Biden made the pledge during the first day of a two-day virtual climate summit. He told the leaders of 40 different countries he will create jobs and he'll help improve the economies of different countries around the world. Texas has announced that it's reversed its ban on spiritual advisors entering the state's execution chambers. The reversal comes 2 years after the state banned any chaplain from entering the execution chamber. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The Senate has passed a measure to combat the rise in anti-Asian hate crimes. Both parties came together to pass legislation sponsored by Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono. It's designed to address a recent surge in Asian American violence that was spurred on by the COVID-19 pandemic.
The important thing for our AAPI community is that we stand with you, and we will continue to stand with you to prevent these kinds of crimes from happening in our country.
The new legislation creates a new position at the Justice Department that focuses on reporting of anti-Asian motivated crimes. The final agreement includes compromised language from Republicans who had initially expressed concern with some of the earlier drafts. Hundreds of mourners gathered for the funeral of Dante Wright in a Minneapolis suburb. Reverend Al Sharpton said, "We're going to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act as a federal law and make it against the law to stop bringing us to funerals for our young kings." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A star from the L.A. Lakers is in trouble after tweeting a photo that appeared to show the officer in the fatal police shooting of a 16-year-old girl in Columbus, Ohio. Underneath the caption, "You're next." USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
NBA basketball player LeBron James posted a photo of the police officer who allegedly killed a 16-year-old girl in Columbus, Ohio, with the message, "You're next." But Columbus Interim Police Chief Michael Wood says body cam video of the incident showed the female with the knife who was shot by the officer was attempting to stab the other female in the video. LeBron James has since deleted the tweet, saying the hate it generated was too much. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Russia says it will end its military buildup for exercises near Ukraine's eastern border by May. They say their checks near the border with Ukraine have been fully achieved. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said the military had until May 1st to return from military exercises. President Biden raised the concerns about the tensions escalating with the military buildup on a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin last week. Meanwhile, fears of a potential threat of Russian invasion created a national unity in Ukraine and strengthened Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's position. Zelensky tweeted, "The reduction of troops on our border proportionately reduces the tension." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.